Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7, The Game.
Kuminga, right side, Euro steps on Jackson, beats Curry with a beautiful pass. Curry goes in with a reverse layup back to the basket, makes it 37-24.
What a great pass by Kuminga. Wow, that was great vision.
I tried to tell you.
Welcome to Warrior Wrap-Up. I'm Matt Kolsky.
I tried to tell you. Do you remember Sterling? I tried to tell everybody that Jonathan Kuminga was better than what people were saying.
Oh, yeah.
And not just, it's not, I think most people realized he was a prospect of note, you know.
I mean, it frankly, based on preseason projections, it's surprising he fell to the seventh pick in the draft. But I think lots of people realized there was an element of a project. And lots of people realized that project had the chance to be spectacular, but the discourse around Jonathan Kuminga and what he's able to do today was flat out wrong, man. And I said it at the time, and I don't understand how it happened because his games in the G League were right in front of people's faces. And I mean, I'm sorry. And this is not a criticism of Tom Tolbert, because I don't expect Tom to be watching the G League. But the people who are supposed to be watching the G League and who scout this stuff somehow missed this. He did this stuff last year, this guy, at 18 years old. Against, you know, pros. Not NBA pros, largely, but pros. Reasonably high-level pros. So I'm not shocked, but I am excited. And I will say his ability to pretty consistently have an impact on the game, and mostly in a positive way, is really impressive. Are there rookie mistakes? Of course. I mean, tonight it was the foul trouble. And just as an example, you know, in my notes, I specifically noted that second foul that he took was just a dumb 19-year-old foul. He got beat, and instead of, you know, either trying to make the right recovery play or, you know, chalking it up to a loss and moving on, he, like, swiped uselessly in a way that was guaranteed to get a foul on a guy who was driving to the basket. And that stuff's going to happen. Mistakes like that and all sorts of other ones. He turned it over a few times, too, but three turnovers isn't terrible in 25 minutes for a guy who has the ball in his hands a surprising amount. And look, already capable of bringing it up the floor here and there. Definitely capable of attacking the rim off the dribble. And does he occasionally get pickpocketed? Yes. Again, 19. But his first double-double tonight, and just overall, I think you can really see, in a way, provided things get back to a good place for Draymond at the end of a couple weeks or a month, I think we may look back at this stretch of Draymond being out as a blessing in disguise that gave Steve Kerr a chance to really get Kuminga some experience and get a sense for what and how he can be most useful now by the time they get to the playoffs. Because, look, the Warriors are a team, for all their greatness, and I do think this is a great team this year, they could use a little extra athleticism and rim attack. Like, they're not a team that threatens the basket that much. Andrew Wiggins, obviously a guy who can do that. Gary Payton does it in his own way. But Steph, Clay, Jordan Poole, it's not that those guys can't finish, but they're not athletic threats at the rim the way that a guy like Wiggins can be, or the way that a guy like Kuminga can be. That's really valuable to this team. By the way, 888-957-9570 is how you get in touch with us. Phone calls or text messages, 888-957-9570. And I'd like to know, what was the thing in tonight's game? I mean, look, it's the Pistons. Even their good players, to the extent that they have them, largely played terribly. Sadiq Bey was awful. Cade Cunningham was awful. Beef Stew, he's good. And he's fun to watch. Rodney Magruder made it look closer than it was with an absurdly hot shooting night. But this was a blowout. You know, they talk about schedule losses when, you know, you have a tough road back-to-back against a good team or something like that. This is a schedule win. And the Warriors cruised. And in many ways, they needed a nice, relaxing cruise. And in many ways, I think Steph Curry needed that night off. In Minnesota, he looked refreshed. He looked like Steph Curry. He hit a couple of ridiculous threes. He was slinging the ball all over the court, only turned it over once in 29 minutes. And overall, solid performance. And we got our best Clay yet. Can I get the sounder, Sterling? It's gone, huh? Well, I can only expect the system to work so often. By that, last night I threw my producers under the bus, and I just like to establish that I'm perfectly willing to do that, but that was not what I just did. Sterling, I'm sure, did everything right. It's just sometimes the buttons don't work. Here we are, though. Claytheism, it's the movement that's sweeping America, and tonight was our best night of the return. But here's the thing I got to say. Anybody who made any conclusions about what Clay is or is going to be this season based on his first four games back in action, which, mind you, came at a time where the Warriors went on a really tough road trip and also were missing their third best player. And look, man, it was ugly at times. I guess you could argue he was gunning at times, although what I would say is he was just taking the shots that Klay Thompson normally takes. Like, I don't necessarily think Klay Thompson was gunning more than Klay Thompson typically guns, so to speak. In fact, you know, because he's playing less minutes, averaging less overall shots. I guess he was getting up seven threes, so far he has averaged seven threes in those games in 21 minutes, which is a lot. But, you know, none of it didn't feel unnatural to me. And maybe more to the point, he looks comfortable. I think he's still probably a step slower than he was at his best, and certainly has a ways to go in terms of stamina. I don't know that he has quite the same lift. That awesome dunk he had in his debut was not as thunderous as it would have been 3 years ago. But all of that is to be expected. And what we saw tonight is, like, you're kidding yourself if you thought that this guy wasn't going to be having a significant impact on this season. Like, an all-star level impact by the end of this season. Klay Thompson, the Klay Thompson of before was a perennial all-star. Like, that's the level of player this guy can be when fully healthy. And he is going to you know, barring major setback, Klay doesn't need more than 30 minutes a game to get to 20 points and have a significant effect on the way things play out. And tonight was that example. 21 in 22 minutes, 6 of 13 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3. Steph and Klay together, 12 of 24, 7 of 15, or 7 of 16, rather, from 3 and 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Klay also with 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 rebounds tonight. So getting involved in other ways. And just looked comfortable. The stroke is as pure as ever. We continue to worship at the altar of Klaytheism. And it's just insane to me that anybody was willing to say anything to the effect of, well, maybe he's just a spot-up shooter now after 4 games back from 2 years absent. Like, if he had just taken those 2 years off to play, I don't know, cornhole, never got hurt, I would expect a longer adjustment period than 4 games. It's goofy. The Klay I saw tonight was super encouraging. And, you know, those moments where Jordan Poole drives and kicks it to a wide-open Klay Thompson for a pure-as-all-get-out three-pointer, like, that's tantalizing. It is what's coming. For reference, Michael Jordan's first 3 games back after a year and a half playing minor league baseball, 22 points a game, but shot 33.8% from the field. You know, it takes time, and Michael never got hurt. Now, look, that's not maybe the best example of a return to greatness, given that it's one of the only playoff failures of Michael Jordan's career. That being said, his playoff statistics that season were spectacular. And I expect Klay to reach not Jordan, but Klay Thompson levels sooner even than maybe he expects it. He talked about maybe needing a month or two, and it may take a month or two to ramp the minutes all the way up and get to a place of no restrictions and all that good stuff. But, you know, he showed you tonight 25 minutes is more than enough for Klay Thompson to impact a basketball game. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can call us or text us there. What was the thing that got you most excited tonight? I think there are good candidates. Klay Thompson's return to form. Jonathan Kuminga, another good performance. Stephen Curry looking refreshed and ready to go. All good choices. And by the way, Andrew Wiggins was no slouch. They just didn't need him much late, but he was a big part of jumping out to the big lead. Really a nice game from the big names overall. Let's go to Stan in Walnut Creek, a Pistons fan. Stan, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. So I'm a Piston fan, but I'm also a Warriors fan. I hope you guys will accept me.
You get to do whatever you want with your life, Stan.
I appreciate that, bro. But I went to the game tonight, first time going
nice.
To Chase. Loved it. Had my Piston gear on. But I got all my friends back in Detroit texting me because there's a little debate going on. Is if you redraft today, who do you pick first, Kate Cunningham or Kuminga?
Oh, no, I take Evan Mobley. But after Evan Mobley, I think it's really interesting. I think after Mobley, you can make an argument for Cunningham. You can make an argument for Kuminga. Look, I wouldn't write off Jalen Green. It's a really, really good draft so far. But I do think Kuminga would go higher than 7th if you redrafted today. I do think that. Listen, Stan, if the concern is, among your Piston fan friends is, you know, Cunningham had a rough start, he was bad tonight, like he hasn't been as good as we were hoping, I would advise your friends to chill I think Cade Cunningham's going to be just fine.
Right. I agree with you. I agree. He's just not aggressive to me, but I think he's going to be fine. He's on a bad team.
He's on a really bad team, and he's not necessarily, you know, if you watch him at Oklahoma State, aggression is probably not the word you would use, even when he's at his best. He's smooth, and he's really unselfish, and he's a really good shooter, which is part of why some of the early results are a little perplexing and, in my mind, not that worrying. Like, the kid has shown he's a damn good shooter, just kind of a pure shooter. So that 32% from three will come up, and when you're shooting as many threes as he's likely to, that's going to bring the entire shooting percentage up. And just overall, by the end of the year, I think people will be plenty happy with Cade Cunningham. But I always liked Kuminga. I mean, Kuminga was a... I was not as high on Mobley coming into the draft, and I have to take the L on that one. To me, he's the clear best player in this class if you redrafted right now. Doesn't mean he definitely will be long-term, but God, he's already so good. He's such an incredible defender, and the way he moves and ball handles and passes as a seven-footer is remarkable. But Cunningham, Kuminga, Green, even some of the guys a little further. I mean, Franz Wagner's played pretty well. I think we're going to look back at this draft as one of those that produces four or five, I don't know if I want to go Hall of Fame, but multiple all-star type players. So, you know, right now, though, it's interesting. In some ways, right now, Cade Cunningham is the better player for a team like the Pistons, and I think Kuminga is a better player for a team like the Warriors. Like, I don't know that Jonathan Kuminga would look great at the NBA level right now if you had to run, like, if he was the best player on the team, which Cunningham probably is already, even, you know, especially with Jeremy Grant out, and that guy's not exactly great either. Jonathan Kuminga has a chance to look at his best, I think, because of the role he's been given right now. And that's largely, you know, play defense, bring energy, and use your athleticism offensively. And look, he still takes some threes you wish he wouldn't. Again, as my guy Fitz loves to remind us, he won't even turn 20 until next October. He's a young 19. I mean, I guess it's this October now. Welcome to 2022, everybody. But, Kuminga is absolutely tantalizing in terms of the future prospects, and I will say again now what I said before the season. He does so many things well that there's no way a good coach can't find out a way for Jonathan Kuminga to help you this year in your playoff aspirations. I wouldn't even consider trading him unless you're getting a legitimate, you know, under 27 superstar in return, and those guys are not available. That's how much I value Jonathan Kuminga. And frankly, like, not to rehash Twitter discussions I had days ago, but someone said to me that they felt like, you know, they trade Jonathan Kuminga right now for a player of the Mikhail Bridges ilk. Not that Bridges is available, but to me, that's just, I understand a version of that. Just in that you feel like you can get something specific out of a player like Bridges right now that can help. And he's sort of not necessarily a finished version. Mikhail Bridges is a young player as well, but a more polished version of a specific thing. And right now, Jonathan Kuminga is just a diamond. He's just a raw diamond. Like, he's unpolished in almost in every broad sense of the word. And maybe that's, you know, I never came to this when I was talking about it before the draft. Maybe unpolished as opposed to raw is the word that should have been used, because raw to me indicates like a lack of skills. Kuminga does not have a lack of skills. He has a lot to learn, largely because he's 19. But you saw tonight when he went into the post, the highlight we played coming into the segment where he made Tom Tolbert say, wow, what a pass, as he dribble drove into the lane and kicked it out to an open shooter. Can we play that highlight again, Sterling, or is the computer totally broken? Let's hear it.
Kuminga, right side, Euro steps on Jackson, beats Curry with a beautiful pass. Curry goes in with a reverse layup back to the basket, makes it 37-24.
What a great pass by Kuminga. Wow, that was great vision.
Great vision, right? That's not the guy who was described by most scouts and analysts before the season, but that is who Jonathan Kuminga is, and that's what he looked like if you watched him in the G League last year. So it's an exciting time. And even if I'm not going to get overexcited about beating the Pistons, it's whatever. It's a good day for a get-right game. They needed it. And the way Jonathan Kuminga has performed, not just tonight, but over the course of the last, I don't know, handful of games, four games, I guess maybe it is now, it's just super encouraging for his ability to provide you with something of value heading down the stretch and into the playoffs. I absolutely believe he can be a positive presence. Again, used in the right way. I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga becomes a focal point of any kind, but look at the stuff that he did tonight. And it wasn't a particularly good shooting night, but he did hit two of his four threes. And he attacked the basket in a way that brought value, I would say. He defended well. Finished with a double-double. He'll have better nights, he'll have worse nights, but this is a guy who can help you when it matters. I truly believe that. Obviously, a lot to take away from tonight's game, other than the score, the return of Steph Curry, and he looked comfortable. Klay Thompson with his best game so far. Jonathan Kuminga with a double-double, his first. And Steve Kerr talked about basically all of that stuff. Plus, we have some Kuminga sound. And Klay was on here with Tim and Tom at the end of the game. And I think we may replay the entirety of that, if only so I can hear more of Klay Thompson talking. But after his best performance yet, I think it would be good to hear from Klay once again. Plus, all your calls and texts, 888-957-9570 is the number for calls and text messages. 925, Kuminga reminds me of a young LeBron in terms of body type and athleticism. And yeah, like LeBron, now look, LeBron was way ahead of Kuminga as a basketball player. But he's LeBron. Physically, LeBron is one of the other guys who even at 18 or 19 just had a power to his physical presence and athleticism that was A, unique, and B, allowed him to push around men significantly older than him. And Kuminga has that, man. He bounces grown men around, and he won't be 20 till October. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in. We'll hear from Steve Kerr, Jonathan Kuminga, and Klay Thompson. Plus, the shot of the game when we come back on Warriors Wrap-Up. It's 95.7 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. It is Warrior Wrap Up, 95-7 The Game. Warriors cruise to a nice, easy victory over the Pistons tonight. 102-86, the final. It wasn't as close as the score ended up being, thanks to Rodney Magruder's absurd shot-making. But hey, it's a nice, easy win and a real get-right night for the Warriors. And if you want to weigh in, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm wondering if... What was the most exciting or encouraging thing? Was it the return of Steph Curry and him looking good? Was it Jonathan Kuminga's performance, Klay Thompson's performance? Jonathan calls us from Chase Center. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, Matt. Feels a little different tonight. I waited 15 long days to get back here after that Miami game when I called you a couple weeks ago. And watched that grueling road trip thinking, yeah, this is how it always goes. They beat Miami and then they start to struggle. It just feels like that's what always ends up happening to me. So it was nice to get back tonight, see them start to get it together. Klay was wonderful. I think it's his best performance since his return by far. And seeing Steph raise his arms when he was starting to hit a few of those threes and, you know, kind of feel a sigh of relief because of his struggles that he's had. You know, it's coming together. I'm sure, you know, the talk is going to be, even though the Niners are distracting everybody from that right now, but I'm sure the talk nationally is going to be, oh, the Warriors are in trouble because Steph's still not right and, you know, it's going to take a while with Klay and no Draymond, but it looks like it's coming together. Obviously, with the Pistons, I figured this would be an easier one. Figures Rodney Magruder, you mentioned, former Heat player, was a little pesky in the second half. But I really enjoyed it tonight. And it feels a lot better from that Miami game that I was so miserable. But
yeah, listen, that's what the Pistons can do for you. You know, I mean, this was a nice place for the Pistons on the schedule. It was all good feelings at Chase Center tonight. I'm glad, Jonathan, that you're feeling better than you were a couple of weeks ago. You know, I don't want you to be sad. And I think you did a good job purchasing tickets to the Pistons game if you wanted that good feeling. And look, all the things, I mean, obviously winning is the most important thing. But if you had a wish list as a Warrior fan tonight, you know, Kuminga starting for Draymond, you'd like to see him play well. He did. Steph Curry, you want to, first of all, see his hands look all right. You know, no worse for wear physically. And second of all, see him make some shots because that's been a struggle. He did. And he did. And then Klay Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Klay we remember. Yeah, a little diminished, a little less consistent as of right now. But boy, you can still see it. The shot is pure. Claytheism, it's still the movement that's sweeping America. Which brings me to do we have another caller? We have another caller on the line. Let's hear from Sam in West Oakland before we go to our shot of the game for the evening. What's happening, Sam?
Matkowski, man. What the hell? Happy New Year, man. You've been out the way, man. What's going on, man? You okay?
I'm good now. I had some COVID, but everything's okay.
Okay. Oh, man, God bless, bro. God bless. I'm glad you're good. Hey, I just really want to give a shout-out to the Warriors training staff, because the way we're bringing along Clay is like we're treating everything like it's preseason for Clay. And now we're seeing Clay start to warm up, okay? Don't let Clay warm up. That is like the Nutella that you've been hiding from your diet in the back of your cupboard, okay? You know? Clay is the
It's so funny you say that, Sam, because there is some Nutella in my cupboard right now, and there's a really good chance of me just eating some toast with Nutella on it in about an hour.
Clay is the Nutella that you've been hiding, that you've been wanting to put on that toast, that you had a low-carb diet, but now, you know what? It's time to break that diet. And
it is.
Clay is just, we are bringing him so smoothly. And I'm so glad we have this 7-game stretch where Clay can just ride his boat to Chase Stadium and just be Clay. Because right now, let me tell you something. I'm not worried about the Warriors. This little rust that our team is apparently on that people think is going to run throughout the season. Listen, it's better to have a rest in the middle before the All-Star break. It's better to have the rest right now during the All-Star before the All-Star break than, you know, in that March through April situation, because Clay is going to be Clay. Guarantee you, mark my words, Clay is going to be Clay when it comes time for March. And
Sam, I totally agree with you, man. I 100% believe that as well. And April, that's when it starts to matter to me. Like everything up until the Warriors have already shown us they're in it. Right, they've already been good enough to prove they're going to be a factor. They're going to be heard from, barring disaster. So now it's just, how ready are you when playoff time arrives? Ultimately, I think we already know this is the sort of season where it's going to be judged based on what you do in the playoffs. So how comfortable can you get Clay? How comfortable can you get guys like Wiggins and Poole with Clay from a scoring perspective? You know, can you get anything from Wiseman? Which we're not going to bring us all down with that right now, but they do need more size. This is a team that needs another big. And boy, it'd be nice if that problem can be solved internally. But let's not get into any of that. Let's stay positive. Let's go to tonight's shot of the game. The shot of the game is presented by the County of Santa Clara. And Sterling, let us hear it.
Stolen away by Toscano Anderson with 5 seconds. Feeds Clay. Pump fake. Takes a dribble. Takes a three. Got it with 1.8 to go.
See, Tim, it all works out.
Long shot from midcourt. No good by Bay. And that's the way the half ends. Clay Thompson wading into the crowd with hands up saying, this is fun.
That was a moment, man. It wasn't just the shot. I mean, it was a vintage Clay moment on the court. But the moment of him walking to the baseline and egging on the crowd, that to me, you know, that's what elevates Clay from multiple all-star to folk hero, right? Like, that's the sort of stuff He has a real relationship with these fans and with basketball fans in general, I think. Like, he is just, he's so lovable. That was the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. That's sccfreevax.org. That's a hard website to say on the radio. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. sccfreevax. sccfreevax.org. It's very exciting to have Clay Thompson back on a basketball floor for all of us. I'm sure Steve Kerr's excitement is about as high as anyone's, and he was feeling good about Clay tonight.
Yeah, it was great. That was probably his best stretch of however many games he's played, four or five. So it's good to see him get hot and hear the crowd behind him. And he got into a little rhythm. We had a really great first half, you know, 20 assists. The ball was moving, and Clay was a big part of that.
He was a part of the movement, too. You know, to people criticizing his, you know, alleged gunning over his first few performances, like, Clay moved the ball tonight, and he also got his shots up, man, because that's what he's here to do. And as far as, you know, how many of those shots are falling, Steve Kerr is not at all worried about that.
It's rhythm and legs. You know, when you're when you've been out for a while, the legs are the toughest thing to recover in terms of just the force going into the shot and feeling really powerful and strong like you do when you're in great shape and in a good groove. So he's getting his legs underneath him for sure. He looks he's looking better and better. His wind and his conditioning have improved. So I think he's right on schedule.
Right on schedule. You don't need the best of Clay until the end of March, beginning of April. That's when you want him to be really rounding into form. Honestly, if the first game of the playoffs is Clay's best game of the season, I think you've done this perfectly. And as far as that rhythm between Steph and Clay, that really never left.
I mean, it's only our second home game, obviously, and the first one was, such an event. And now that we're settling into the games, that was probably the best stretch that Steph and Clay have played together. And it was a really nice kind of groove in front of our home fans, which was great to see.
Steve loves a groove, man. He loves the rhythm and the flow. Some other good Steve stuff from tonight, but before we get to that, I just want to hear from Clay himself. Like, this was his best game yet. He looked truly comfortable. He had that moment with the crowd. This was a good night at Chase Center for Clay Thompson. And before he hopped in the boat, he hopped on the headset with Tim and Tom, and it sounded like this.
So Clay, it looks like in tonight looked like you were as comfortable as can be out there. Is it getting, with each night, each passing day, getting a little bit better for you on the floor?
Oh, yeah. I thought I played very well tonight, Tim. I mean, I took some great looks, and I wish I would have hit a couple more threes, man. I got some great looks out there, but it's coming. So I'm just happy I'm out here balling again, man. It's been a long journey.
Well, you got the Splash Brothers going now, and now you just got to wait a few weeks to get Draymond out there, and then I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a special night when us three, Andre, all healthy and on the court again. It's going to be scary hours, as the young kids say.
Are you looking to audition for the Flint Tropics?
Oh, man. That's my movie, Tom. That movie provided me so much joy during some dark times through rehab. So I'm forever grateful for the film Semi-Pro and Will Ferrell's antics.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. What does it feel like, not just on the court, Clay, but everything, being in the locker room with the guys, traveling with the guys, just being a part of it again?
It's even the reception I get from the fans checking in, it's everything, man. I missed it so much. Times I did not feel like myself in the last 2 years because I was missing the game I love so much. But to be back out here and be healthy and making shots, getting stops, I mean, it's only up from here, really.
Is there an adjustment period for you at all?
Barely. When I'm out there and I'm with my guys, maybe the conditioning part, but other than that, not really, man. It feels normal again, honestly. Yeah.
Are we sticking with the pro?
Yeah.
Nice.
The headband was with me my whole rehab. I'm not going to ditch her now.
Absolutely. I want to see you go Oscar Gamble. I want to see that thing fully blown out by the end of the year.
I got you. I must be an old head because I don't even Oscar Gamble.
Look it up. Oscar Gamble, New York Yankees, massive afro.
All right. Hat could barely stand on the head. 21 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Clay, thank you so much as always, and please give our regards to Rocco.
All right, will do.
Great to have you back, Clay.
See you.
It's just a man who's so happy to be playing basketball. It's one of the things that's most lovable about Clay. And before we move on from him, one interesting thing from Steve Kerr after the game, not a criticism necessarily, but an ask for more from Clay Thompson.
You know, last time he was playing, we had Kevin Durant, obviously. So, you know, we had one of the ultimate shot creators next to Clay. Now there's probably more of a need for shot creation with the current roster. So I think being able to go to Clay and, you know, post him up or clear aside, it's absolutely a good option. He's so big and strong. He can create his own shot, and it's usually a pretty good look.
And that's one of the interesting things. You know, a lot is made of what a player might not be able to do after injuries like Clay's, and that stuff is real. I'm not trying to say it's not. When it comes to creating a shot, we talk about shot creation in the NBA. A lot of people imagine that as just beating somebody off the dribble. And I think it is probably harder, and I think, you know, certainly we've seen this through the four or five games we've seen him in. It's harder for Clay to create his shot off the dribble today than it was 2 years ago, and it wasn't like that was his strength 2 years ago. But he is capable of creating shots and creating his own offense just by using his natural gifts. He's always been a good post-up player. He's always found those little turning jumpers from within 15 feet. So that sort of stuff is still going to be there, and it's just a matter of him getting to a point physically in terms of endurance where he's ready. But you can already see it coming along, and again, the stroke is pure. You can't teach that stuff, or at least you had to teach it a long time ago. There's a purity to that jump shot that is unmatched all time. Jonathan Kuminga, though, also a very exciting part of tonight, and a lot of things to say about him from Steve Kerr. Maybe the biggest compliment, just saying like he's awfully comfortable with the minutes that Kuminga's playing.
Did a lot of good things. You know, he's so powerful, and he got 10 rebounds. He guarded Cunningham to start the game. And even though he picked up the fouls, I liked his intensity getting into the ball. I think over the course of the game, he settled in a little bit after the foul trouble. JK's coming along really well. You know, he's starting to understand the rhythm and the patterns of the NBA game. He's executing the plays that we draw up. He's understanding the timing much better. You know, they were disjointed when he was out there early in the season, and now things are much smoother, and that's a great sign.
And because of that, he's going to continue to get the opportunity to play a lot of minutes when Draymond is not there.
Yeah, we'll keep starting JK. You know, we'll see how it goes the next few games, but we'll keep doing it until Draymond's back probably. Don't hold me to it, though. I could always change, but that's kind of the plan. And then, you know, it's good to get Moses out there. He's played really well in the G League. He's such a great kid. He works so hard, got a great approach, great attitude. And it was fun to see him out there, you know, for that final 7.5 minutes. I really like Moses. I think he's got a bright future. And so it's good to just get him out there anytime we can.
The Moses Moody aside, I think is worth digging into a little bit, because I say this a lot talking about the G League, but if you've got a guy who's a clear NBA player, right? Like he is a full-on, deserves minutes in an NBA rotation NBA player, and he goes to the G League, he'll dominate. And that's what Moses Moody's been doing, and largely what Kuminga has done sent down to the G League. It doesn't mean anyone who doesn't dominate the G League isn't an NBA player. It's just like if a guy is really ready to play in the NBA, he's ready to beat the crap out of the G League. And that the fact that Moses Moody is pretty consistently just putting up numbers when he goes down there tells me he's ready. I just don't know where you find the meaningful minutes for him. And look, it may come when someone else gets injured. you know, if D. Lee or Juan goes down for a while or both, God forbid, then obviously you get more Moses Moody. But, you know, it may just be that tough luck. He doesn't get much run this year. But Moses Moody's a part of the future, you know, barring some sort of significant trade, which I don't expect. As far as Kuminga, though, one of the cool moments of tonight was watching Draymond Green pull him aside and tell him some stuff the first time he came out of the game. And, you know, Steve Kerr talked about how much of this process with Kuminga is about him learning.
Yeah, I think so. But I got to watch the tape, too. A couple of them felt, you know, kind of ticky-tack. You know, I maybe I'll look at them and realize he was reaching or whatever. But I'll take a look at the film. But I think at this point now for Jonathan, every night is a lesson. And there's a lot of little things for him to pick up on, whether it's our offensive execution. Maybe, you know, he could be like tonight, a couple of our out-of-bounds plays, he played the five instead of the four. So he ran a different, you know, route coming out of a timeout or off a side out-of-bounds. And little things like that are really important for him, because the more he's aware of, you know, positional responsibilities, the more versatility he gives us.
And the more opportunities he'll get to play. And the more ways you can find to have him bring positive things to a game. And before we get out of here, a couple of bites from Kuminga himself. You know, part of this process and part of him earning minutes now is understanding that, like, this organization sees great things for his future, but right now they need specific things from him. And the biggest thing is just being physical, being strong, attacking, and bringing energy to the floor. And he talked about that.
I don't look too much to like score. It's natural. It's going to be natural, especially being on the floor stiff. A lot of people going to dabble him and you're going to stay wide open. So it just helps you to get easy bucket. But most of the time when I'm on the floor with those type of people on the same group, just come out there, play hard, because I'm the youngest person out there. So if I don't bring energy, they're always not going to bring energy. So I got to be the only one to bring more energy.
Can't count on those old dudes to bring the energy. It's got to be the 19-year-old. He gets it. Can't make these old guys bring energy all the time. And a huge part of that is just getting up and down the floor with purpose and intensity every single time he's out there, which is something that Steve Kerr has stressed to him.
First of all, he told me I'm going to play with those guys. They're going to shoot the ball every time. So I'm not going to be able to touch the ball most of the time. But all I got to do is just run the floor, be in the right position where the ball going to meet me there and I'm going to score easily. And I think I did that most of the part. And I got a couple buckets.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, when you get an open three, go ahead and take it. And when you're up 20 and it's you and Juan and D. Lee in the game, go ahead and take that step back three for funsies as well. But when it's you and the big guns, just get on your horse, kid. And the fact that he understands that and has the patience to thrive in that role, to be excited about filling that role, and isn't too concerned about what he wants to be in the future, that's huge, man. And that, again, that gives him the ability to really help this team right now, even if he's nowhere near what you want him to be in the future. 650 texter, what did you think of Poole's night? Just 5 points off the bench. Yeah, you know, Jordan Poole's the guy who probably has the toughest adjustment to make, but I think he'll come around. And if he goes through the rest of the season just being a, you know, sort of every other night explosive bench scorer, I don't think that's the end of the world. Jordan Poole still has a very bright future, and I do expect it to be with this franchise. Remember, that guy is only 22 years old. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be a little tough for him finding out exactly where he fits in with a Warriors team that starts Klay Thompson, but he'll get there. He made some really nice plays tonight, even with just 5 points. A couple of really nice passes. One tremendous finish. Nasty Euro step. I'm not worried about Jordan Poole. Not yet. And with that, I must bid you adieu. That brings us to the end of Warriors Wrap-Up. I'll be back tomorrow night after Warriors Roundtable with 3 hours of radio fire. We got Niner playoffs. We got more Warrior discussion to have. That's going to be a blast. And, of course, the Warriors are back on the floor for a back-to-back Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, it'll be the Indiana Pacers. And if you want to go to that Pacers game, you better be listening to the Morning Roast tomorrow, and Willard and Dibs going to be giving away Warrior tickets for Thursday night during both of those programs tomorrow. That's it for me. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.